The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Case File 39. All after hours.
All after hours.
All day, all night, all after hours. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
You're fucking blowing it right now, Andrew.
That guy over here is Andrew.
Are we actually doing that?
Yeah, we're doing. This
is it recording?
Yeah, this is
we're recording the whole time.
This has been the whole recording, but this is the start of the actual show.
Sorry, they gave me a broken chair. I don't feel important.
Okay, put your headset up so you look professional.
Are we actually?
Yeah, we're gonna do a 35 minute pod here. Welcome to the show. For those of you who haven't been joining us on our live Periscope extravaganza pre show, it's been a good time. We've been drinking beers with the fans.
I've had a lot of beers.
We've had a lot of beers. It's been a good time. We're still recording on Periscope, so those who are listening now are listening to the first ever live Alien Theorist Theorizing. We don't have Dan on the podcast. We were supposed to get Dan on.
Why don't we have Dan?
Should we try to call Dan really quick?
Well, yeah. Like,
we kind of blew this a little bit.
We tried to get Dan, but then Dan. We didn't get him.
Dan, if Dan is still on Facebook Live watching, Dan, you know what kind of podcast this turned into, so it's not...
Dan, if you want to call us right now, we'll get you on the podcast.
Dan, if you're listening to this, Skype us. We will answer, and you can be on this podcast. But if you don't Skype us, you're not on the fucking podcast.
I'm not getting out of this chair to go Skype you, so...
Yeah, although people are chanting Dan on Periscope, but you know what? We're really lazy, and it's the computer that
computer's
we have to...
Computer's right there,
it's,
but...
It's in the other room. Just in the other room.
I can see it through the glass here, but...
And we're not doing... I don't play
do
with
it.
That.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is the first time in a long time we've all been in the studio together, and I've been having a fucking blast.
Cheers, boys.
It's been good. It feels like home again. I miss this. That's what I miss. I miss the old days. This makes me miss the old days of... being topless and pantsless, wearing just Ginch in the old sweaty studio.
For you guys,
should we get down to our Ginch? Just for old
Braden,
time's sake?
Braden is pretty much naked at the
moment.
Should we just
Ginch it? It's
you want to Ginch it?
Should we Ginch it? Are we Ginching it?
Let's Ginch it.
Let's Ginch it.
All right, we're gonna Ginch
it for old times. All right.
Oh, that feels really good.
That feels better. You know what? It feels really good to fucking take the shorts off. Shoes off.
Yeah, it's all elastic band.
No, that's great. Just ginching it.
We're ginching it now.
So, back in the old days of the old studio, it was in an old garage, and it was we started recording podcasts in the summer, and it would be like 40 degrees, and we didn't have fans because if we had fans on, you could hear it in the background of the podcast. So we would just...
It was a sealed room.
A sealed room.
No airflow.
Fucking hot as fuck. And we used to just, as we started recording and there's more people in the room, we would just start slowly taking off our clothes as you started getting too sweaty. And by the end of the night, we were all drunk, surrounding a table, and everyone was in their Ginch all the time. It was... The way it should be. Yeah.
Should
a couple bros in their Ginch. Anyways, let's get on to some space news. So pretty interesting stuff coming out of NASA with one of the moons from Saturn. I don't have any of the information in front of me right now.
We got a little too drunk.
We got a little too drunk. If people were watching on Periscope,
I think it was Euclides or something.
Yeah, Euclides. And they found Ryan, do you remember what they exactly found? A lake or?
It was, well, they found like, the whole fucking thing is frozen, like a frozen wasteland, but they do have like volcanic jets pretty much as one of the only other spaces in the solar system that have them. And I guess they think that there's like molecular hydrogen coming out of them. And there's a good chance that maybe there's some type of like hydrogen, like jet bacteria or some type of life form pretty much on there. So
and we all know that life will find a way.
We haven't said that in a while, actually.
It's been a long time. Let's drink to that.
But if they do find life on a moon or planet in our solar system,
it's a game changer.
It's boom. It's wide open.
Life is not rare.
It's wide open.
Life is not rare. If we find even molecular life in our solar system, it's not rare. It's everywhere.
You got to be naive to think that life is rare.
Well, no, but yeah, you do have to. But the thing is like, if we could find even molecular life in the next planet, then that there is no argument. The argument right now is, well, where is it?
We're the only life. We're the only life. Yeah, there can't be any other life in the fucking galaxy.
Show us.
Those are the same people that fucking believe in God.
Yeah.
And the flat Earth.
Oh, fuck. There was a girl in the studio earlier, and she was talking about some fucking concave Earth.
It's not even flat Earth anymore. Now it's concave Earth.
It's like we're just flying through the sky. Oh, fuck. I couldn't even give her the time of day. I just started putting beer in the fridge.
We're just an upside down plate, flying through space.
I like one of those shitty bowls you can't even eat cereal out of. I
hate those fucking.
Yeah, they're
bowls.
Really, they're really shallow bowls that just don't do anything for anything.
Brutal.
It's insane.
People are chanting for Dan on Periscope, but here's the thing: I don't want to burst your bubble.
You're not gonna be able to see Dan.
You're not gonna be able to see Dan. And you're not going to be able to hear Dan. Only we're going to be able to hear Dan. And so then, Dan? Is that
Dan?
You?
Dan? Hello,
oh,
Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
How's it going?
Oh, hey, Dan.
Oh, nice to see you. What? You want to say screw all these people on Periscope? Oh, that's okay. Mean of you, Dan.
That's very
Don't
mean,
say
Dan.
That.
Come on, Dan. You're
Come
better,
on.
You're better
you're
than
way
that.
Better. You're way
better
than
that,
Dan.
Dan.
All right. You know what, Dan? We're cutting you off. You're done.
Yeah, Dan. So.
Did you just hang up on us? I think he did. That's crazy.
Dan? Dan, where'd you go?
Anyways, as you know, as we've said before, me and Andrew attended WrestleMania 33.
WrestleMania, the ultimate thrill ride.
Thrill ride. And it was a fucking time.
The time of times.
The time of times.
The time of times.
We talked about...
The time of my life. And I never felt this way before. And I swear it is true. And I owe it all to you.
Yeah. What ad lost it there? But.
Kevin Bacon.
We already thanked the Prolapses of the Week last week.
What?
That's why Andrew keeps yelling Nature. I don't know what the fuck that means.
This.
Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Nature boy! We thanked Lindy, Annie, and Alex for showing us a fucking unreal time in Orlando.
Beauties. Beauties.
But the story I didn't tell.
Ooh.
Oh, we didn't get to...
No, ready? Ready? Ready?
You ready?
The story is called
Highway to the Murder Zone. Highway to the murder zone.
So we almost got murdered.
Yeah, we did. We almost died.
Long song short, we almost got murdered in a fucking saw house.
We went on the other side of the bridge.
Yeah.
Which we were told not to.
Not to go on the side.
First 10 minutes of being there.
Okay. So let's go back to the beginning.
You know what we didn't discuss is the story of us driving to the event, listening to REO Speedway.
Yeah, that was fucked up
that
too.
That was fucking terrifying.
Should we tell that first?
If you want
tell
to.
Whatever you want.
So we got an Uber cab, one of them Ubers, and in Orlando, we're going to the Amway Center, and the guy turned and he goes, "Well, do you guys want to take the freeway? You'll have to pay for the tolls." And we're like, "Well, fuck no. Can we go any other way?" He's like, he kind of gave us a weird look. He's like, Yeah. So we get in this Uber. We're driving. Little REO Speedwagon comes on. Do you remember what song it was?
Give me some time. I'll start singing it.
Anyway, so we're driving and we're singing. We're singing along in this Uber. We're having a gay old time.
Heard it from a friend who.
Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from a friend you've been messing around.
Yeah.
But so we're singing that. Windows are down. It's Orlando. It's hot. Windows are down. We're dancing. We're grooving. Jamming out.
Are you kidding me? It just spilled fucking everywhere.
He's thinking about.
He's got his shorts.
So scared.
He's got his pants.
Terrifying.
Wait. So, he's got his pants around his ankles.
Can you see it? Can you see it? don't worry, I spilt it in my pants, so it's fine. It's not even on the floor.
So we're listening to REO Speedwagon. We're driving, and all of a sudden, we pass a set of lights, and all of a sudden, the nice houses we're seeing start to get a little shittier, and they get a little shittier, and then eventually, we are in the fucking hood of hoods.
The hood.
Oh, like, my God.
We saw an 8-year-old pushing a stroller with a baby in it. I'm pretty sure it was their baby.
It looked like boys in the hood. They were all drinking 40s out front in these wooden shacks. We're all of a sudden, this REO Speedwagon turned into some fucking horror music because it was slowed down. It was like, heard it from a friend who
heard from a friend.
And then... we started rolling up the windows.
slouching down as far
down
as we could.
The seats. And the Uber driver's like, yeah, that was fucking the ghetto.
Well,
like,
as soon as we start slowing down, people start coming towards the vehicle.
Yeah, it was
like, he was fucking with us. It was terrifying.
It was the scariest thing. Did you put your hand on me to scare me, or were you trying to tell me to lean away from the mic?
You're getting a little loud on the mic, but that's not. Uh-huh. No one cares.
Passionate about it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Anyways, so we get to Amway Center. We got safe, and they were like, don't go back that way. We won't. Anyways, it was Monday Night Raw. We went to Monday Night Raw, had a blast at Monday Night Raw.
The time of time.
We were with two buddies, and we refer to these buddies as...
The Ricks.
The Ricks.
Rick one, Rick two.
And Rick two.
Rick one, Rick yeah. two.
Rick one sucked.
Yeah, Rick one
Fuck
is terrible.
Rick one. Rick one. It was like going on a vacation with your fucking dad. No, better, worse than your stepdad.
Your fucking
stepdad. Right? Thank you.
He was.
Your fucking stepdad.
Okay. Rick won. We went to Universal.
Yeah.
I forgot about this. We went to Universal Studios. We had a blast. Rick 2 didn't come. Rick 2's a beauty.
Rick 2 had stuff to do. He was like,
he bowed out. He had work to do. He bowed out. Rick One, who we didn't know, he's like, well, I'll come. And we were kind of like,
really?
Okay, Rick.
You sure you want to come?
You sure you want to come, Rick? Like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, I want to come.
Rick One looks like he's fun. Why don't you go hang out with Rick One?
Why don't you go hang out with your kind, the other Rick?
First of all, he was rattled at Rick One.
Yeah, he was very mad.
He was quoting the bro code.
Rick Two is the beauty.
Oh, sorry. He was rattled at Rick Two.
Rick Two didn't come, so Rick One was mad. He was
livid.
That's a bro...
I'm telling you right now,
he's
ruining
his
trip. He's skipping it for a girl.
Yeah.
And that girl's going to break up with him. He's going to see pictures of us having a time of our lives, and he's going to regret it.
He's going to regret it.
He's going to regret it.
He's going to have... You fucking... You break that. Chicks ruin everything.
Fucking chicks.
So Rick won. Pays the fucking whatever. Ungodly.
$280.
$280.
Canadian. That's what we paid,
$280. To go to Universal Studios. And then that fucking Rick motherfucker doesn't go on one ride.
Nothing.
He didn't go on one ride?
Didn't do nothing. He's just like, boys, I'll watch and I'll hold your stuff.
Yeah, but this makes Rick One awesome. This was the best thing Rick One did.
Yeah, this was the best.
It was phenomenal. We had all our we had these fanny packs that apparently aren't allowed to go on any rides.
Yeah.
Don't bring your fanny packs
to
Universal
Studios.
You can't
get a fanny pack on
a
ride?
No.
What?
No. And so Rick One just held our stuff. He didn't do anything. Oh. He didn't go on any rides.
Dropped $280.
And he just walked around the park with us. He didn't do anything.
Just here for the experience,
It cost $280 to go to there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are
and we didn't even get the
express
passes.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Going to Hogwarts was fucking worth it.
It was fun. Going into Diagon Alley was something else.
Fair.
I walked into Diagon Alley, and I had to turn around walk out and walk back in to have a double take.
He did. He
really?
He peeked his head around the corner and was like, oh, I got to experience this one more time. And he walked back and it came out again. It was like, oh!
It's exactly what you think it is. Like, it's
it was
amazing.
Incredible. Like, I liked Harry Potter. I liked the movies. And I'm not the biggest fan. And even I, like, walked around the corner. I was like, wow, like, this
pretty
is
sweet.
This is something
it
else.
It looks exactly like the movie set.
Yeah, I was like, this is pretty cool.
It's fucking awesome.
So anyways, now you know a little about Rick One. He's kind of a weirdo.
Oh, and then not, because, you know, it's perfect, too, is that we're on video right now, because I have to show this as well. This is how Rick One is 24/7. Like,
are you going to stand up right now?
Hey, are you watching?
Yeah. Walks like this.
All the time. Like,
all the
just
time.
So tense.
Just no
all
neck.
The time.
Just
no
neck.
Neck.
Just fucking shrugging the whole time.
Oh, and he was the friendliest. Like, we got there
nicest
Thursday.
Guy ever.
He was a nice guy. We'd roll up to people. He's, oh, hey, sir. God bless you.
How
how's
you guys
going?
Doing?
How's
we going? Pull up in traffic to a guy next to a gangbanger.
What did
bumping rap music. Like, look terrifying. Rick, he'd look over. Like, hey, brother. Hang loose, man. Good to see ya. Good to see ya.
God bless, sir. Have a good day.
Have a good one. Take it easy.
Wait, did he come from... from here? Down with you? Or do you meet him down there?
No, we met him down there. I had no idea who this guy
and
was.
Then, oh, okay. And then, by the end of the trip, he's like, you guys ever want to just murder girls?
Just
fucking just
murder
smash
girls?
Yeah. Fuck them.
We got cut off in traffic. And he's like,
fucking
he's like,
joke
oh,
her out.
He's an Asian chick, eh? Fucking surprise. No, don't you just want to grab her by the back of the head and smash her on the fucking ground?
Meander in the back. Like,
this is the guy?
Yeah.
This guy's insane.
I know. Well, it's just because you could see the tenseness in his shoulders. And I'm like, right before he said it, I looked over at Brayton and I'm like, I swear to God.
This motherfucker's going to snap.
I was like, Rick, I said, Rick's going to go fucking postal.
Rick 1 is going to murder someone.
He is.
He's going to lose his shit.
And then the whole time, Rick 2, pretty sure Rick 2 was drunk the entire time and was on lots of applesauce.
Yeah.
Tons of fucking applesauce.
We don't know what applesauce is, but
no,
he just told us
he kept
he was
referring to
applesauce.
Yeah. Loves applesauce.
We're imagining it's.
Well, I like normal applesauce.
So
I'm not,
you know what?
I
think this was sweetened applesauce.
Yes.
Okay.
Applesauce that makes you have a really good time and sweat profusely.
Rick too was fucking beating like a motherfucker. The first 2 days I met him, he'd be like standing and just pacing, and he stands like this all the time when he's just always dancing.
Let me backtrack, Rick too, because I know you're gonna end up listening to this. I fucking love you.
Yeah,
you're
Rick
too.
But
you,
good brother,
you earned your nickname Puddles.
Yeah,
you did.
Puddles.
I nicknamed him Puddles because he's fucking stretching.
Oh fuck, man, he was
just sweating like a motherfucker.
The last night we were there, he's like, "Fucking hey guys, no sweat, high five. Not sweating tonight, boys."
And he was dry, but the first 3 nights, man, he just fucking
with
beating,
Puddles.
Just pour profusely. Puddles. It was disgusting.
Love you though.
Yeah,
I do. You're a fucking beauty.
Rick 2 is a beauty.
Rick 2 is the
let's
fucking
give,
man.
Let's give a
and
quick
the fact
cheers
that
Rick 2.
Call,
this is a Rick 2.
Rick 2.
Rick 2.
Rick 2.
Rick 2's a good brother.
Thank you, Rick 2.
So anyways, Monday.
And also he's going to be a little rattled that we're calling Rick 2.
Which is great. But he's part of this inside joke that we're calling him Rick 2, and he understands why. That's why we're calling you
he'll
Rick 2.
He'll get it.
He'll understand. Rick 2 is from Canada. So anyways, Monday Night Raw. We leave. The Ricks are thirsty when we leave.
Like, thirsty as it gets.
Yeah. They are chasing tail. And so we're prowling the town of Orlando for these guys, looking for girls. And it's after Monday Night Raw, so most of the bars were filled with guys singing wrestling theme music.
Which was a fucking time.
Yeah,
we had
a great time.
Time.
Chopping each other in the chest. It was a blast.
Yeah,
and so then... Andrew, we're walking the street. It's probably about 1 a.m. and
they kept complaining. They're like, "Oh, there's no girls here. It's ridiculous."
Yeah, no girls.
Wait, what do you expect? We're fucking is wrestling.
You're fucking WrestleMania.
And it's Monday night. Like,
yeah,
it's
like,
what, boys.
I don't give a shit if we're in Orlando. It's still Monday night. Monday night is Monday night.
Yeah, so it's the fucking shittiest day of the week. So we're walking and it's about 1 o'clock. Everything's starting to slow down. And we pass this one bar and Andrew's like, Hey boys, like, there is 2 girls in that bar.
By themselves.
Saying
it out.
Well, so we thought.
Sounds insane.
So
well,
we thought
they were by themselves.
We thought they were by themselves. So we go into this bar. And as we go in, I kind of walk up and I'm like, "Oh, hey, like, how you guys doing in this?" And they kind of
No. Stop. Backtrack. Bullshit. You dropped the Owen Wilson.
I didn't drop the Owen Wilson on there.
You did?
No.
You didn't?
No,
you
didn't. No, I didn't.
Don't lie. Let's hear it. Tell him the Owen Wilson.
Okay, this is the best. I said, hey, if Owen Wilson saw you two tonight, you know what he'd say? And they looked at me and they said, what? And I said, leaned in real close. And I went, wow. they were none too pleased with that one. So they were kind of mean. This is the start of the horror movie. This is a horror movie, yeah.
Stand by.
So then they were real dicks.
They were not feeling brave.
I threw my uppins up in the arms. And I was like, well, fuck this. And I went and got a Bud Light. And Andrew's schmoozing.
I don't concede defeat that easily.
Meanwhile, the two Ricks are just there.
They were salvating. They were both sweating profusely.
These girls look a little young. Yeah, he's sweating. So Andrew went. I walked away. I was too mad. I was like, "Well, I used my best line."
I'll be fucking honest. It was late. I was hungry. I wanted to get the fuck out of there. There's no way we were gonna leave with these guys and pick up any girls.
Yeah,
like that was the way it is.
So Andrew goes. Andrew's talking with them, and the Ricks go and the Ricks sit beside them, and Andrew sits on the other side of them. So there's five of them, and I go to the end of the bar, and I'm getting a Bud Light, and this two guys come out, this black guy and this other guy, and they're kind of talking.
Describe this other guy.
Hold on, I'm getting there.
Okay.
The black guy kind of talks to the girls for a second. They all kind of share a moment of laughter, which, so I think they know each other. And then I kind of come back towards the group, and start talking to this black guy, and he's just chatting me up, and we're talking, and his friend was a fucking spitting image of McLovin.
Of McLovin?
Like, McLovin.
We're talking McLovin, super bad.
Yeah, super bad McLovin.
Not new McLovin. Not
right,
new.
Yeah. Okay.
And except he had a goatee to try to make it look like he wasn't McLovin.
Like evil McLovin.
Evil McLovin. And I even told him, I was like, brother, you look so much like McLovin.
You're forgetting something. Forgetting a strong arm.
I forgot all about the strong arm.
Yeah, forgot.
Evil McLovin had a fucking... my germs hit.
This is my strong arm.
My germs.
This is my strong arm.
So if you don't know what the my germs hand is, go watch Scary Movie 2, and then you'll get a real good feel.
This is 2?
But he hid it. He always tucked it under his arm, or he tucked it. Anyways, I'm not saying that's a...
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with my germs.
He rocked it.
But it does throw someone off when you just kind of present it. So I'm talking to these guys, and... Andrew and the Ricks are talking to these girls.
The Ricks.
The Ricks, yeah.
This guy's telling me, he's like, oh, you know, like, oh, what are you guys doing? Like, are you guys together in this? And you guys want to get out of here? And I'm like, oh, sorry, sir. Like, I'm not sure, but I am, I'm not interested in men. But to each his own. And
keep in mind,
this
Brayden and this fucking guy are having this conversation off to the side.
Just off to the side. And I inform him that although I am very flattered and maybe I was like, not tonight. You know, I haven't had enough Bud Lights to even give the matter any thought. I politely turned this gentleman down, very gently. And he then inquired about my little brown friend. And to which I said... Well, he asked, he's like, well, is he gay? And I said, well, not usually, but you could try.
Not usually.
Like, it won't hurt to try, right?
You left him wide open.
Yeah, it was horrible. You have no fucking idea.
Oh, I opened a fucking can of fucking rape worms.
And obviously my fucking gaydar is broken.
Yeah.
Because next thing you know, this fucking guy comes up to me and he's like, hey, man, you go to Raw? I'm like, yeah, man. He's like, oh, me too. Who's your favorite wrestler? I'm like, oh, this, you know, Kevin Owens. So we talked 45 minutes, me and this guy talk.
Yeah.
And he's putting his arm around me, and we're joking, and we're pushing each other, and we're wrestling. We're having a great time. Great time. And he's asking me, he's like, oh.
Little did you know.
Which wrestler do you think sexier? And I'm like, oh, that's funny. Like, don't really, you know. Like,
Fandango. Yeah, this guy's got a great body.
Yeah, like, just kidding around with this guy. Fucking dick.
So he wanted it.
You continue with the story.
So,
it gets worse.
So they're chatting. I'm chatting with McLovin. McLovin's looking for, he's on the, and I will post I have a picture of me with these two gentlemen. So I will post a picture. It's hilarious. The Ricks are then going to go, they've decided, they've now gotten in with these girls and they're going to go to a talk place and they're going to go try to seal the deal, so to say.
All right.
So me, Andrew, McLovin, and this black guy, this gay gentleman, who is very interested in Andrew at this point, leave the, you got to kill that. I can't, the listen to the back at the same time is killing me.
I was trying to look at the comments, but not work out.
Anyways, so then we all leave and we're going to go find pizza or whatever. And at this point we leave the bar.
So at this point it's the Ricks and the girls.
Have left.
They're gone. And it's me, Braden, McLovin, and the gentleman
bite your fucking hand off,
who
right
likes
off. I'll
other
tell you that.
Yeah, not that there's anything wrong with
no,
that.
No, it's fine. You can
wrong
like
that at all.
It's fine.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So we're walking down the streets of Atlanta, and I don't even remember if we were looking for food.
Oh, we were looking for food.
We were looking for food. We were looking for pizza. Oh, we were going to a pizza place?
Something like that.
And all of a sudden, things took a
turn.
A real fucking weird turn.
I honestly, the guy, me and this guy, we're still talking about wrestling. We're having a good time. And then he looks up. He's like, okay, great. You know what? I live close. I'm staying at this hotel.
I got drinks.
We'll order pizza. Let's go up to my place. And you know what I mean? I'm like, we already have a place to stay. You know, I'm like, hey, man, thanks for the offer. That's great. You know what I mean? I think we're going to just grab some pizza and we're going to try and find our friends. And we're going to get the fuck out of here. Because, mind you, we have no idea where we are staying.
No,
we don't know the address. We don't know shit. So we have to find the Ricks.
We have no cell reception. Right? We need the Ricks.
And this guy's like, he's like, no. Listen, you guys are going to come back to my place. We're going to have a good time. And I'm like, hey, man, like I appreciate it. Thanks for the offer, buddy. But like, have a good one.
This is when he starts grabbing us.
He starts grabbing, like I'm trying to walk away and he's grabbing my fucking arm. And he's like, listen, man, like it's all good. Just come with me. And I'm like, no, man. Like, what the? I'm a grown man. And this guy's like trying to, it was a weirdest thing. And then he like goes up to my ear ever so slightly. And he's like, it's okay. I'll lick your butthole. And then finally, it's just like a fucking epiphany. It all just occurred to me at the minute. I'm like,
oh.
Okay. This makes sense now.
Yeah.
And
so at the same time, this guy's pulling Andrew, and I'm watching because I'm just like a half step behind.
This fucking guy knows exactly what's happening the entire time.
I'm chatting with McLovin, and I'm going, so how do you know this guy? And I'm referring to the gay black guy, and he goes, oh, I don't know him. And I went, oh, that's weird because we met the four of you in the bar. Are you with those girls? You know those girls? And he goes, no. I was just in that bar.
I don't know anybody.
I don't know any of you. Just wanted to hang out. So Andrew is then turning around to me and he's coming to me and he's going, we got to get the fuck out of here, man. I'm going to get raped. So we did what anyone would do. We fucking ran away and left McLovin to the gay black guy.
We abandoned McLovin.
We left McLovin high and dry.
We sacrificed him.
Yeah. And we fucking sprinted away. McLovin,
if you can hear this, this is dedicated to you, buddy. We're sorry.
We're very sorry.
We're sorry.
Yeah, because that
guy was fucking terrifying.
He was very aggressive.
He's so aggressive.
Yeah, like it was.
I didn't know what the fuck to do.
It was man. It was something fucking else.
No, man, that was terrifying.
Someone messaged, "Did your dick move?" That's funny.
Oh no.
Just a little bit.
Well, kind of, but
so anyway, so we ran into a crowd of people. We ditched McLovin, we ditch
fucking gone, like
we ditched this fucking Bill
4340,
Cosby.
4340
Bill
fucking
Cosby.
No shit.
Bill Cosby.
We ditched Bill Cosby. He's
trying to give us them Jell-O pudding pops.
Yeah, pudding pops.
Oh, yeah. No.
He wanted to pop
something. I'd like to talk to you.
I can't do it, Bill Cosby. Anyway, so we run for what seems like a while through some crowds, around some corners. All of a sudden, we run into the Ricks and the girls. They're on the street corner.
Fucking saviors.
Our saviors.
Thank God.
We now can get home. So we go to the Ricks. The Ricks are negotiating where they should take these girls. Are they going to take them back to the Palace of Ricks?
The Palace of
Ricks?
Where
we're staying.
It was very nice. It was a palace. The Palace of Ricks, or are we going to go to their equally ritzy, what they told us.
With
the
pool.
It's a ritzy area with a pool.
Where now, but they weren't. They were insisting on going back to their place.
It is true. They insisted.
They were insisting.
So the Ricks are saying, we want to go to their place. So,
and we were saying, we don't want to get fucking raped.
Yeah,
so
we're like,
we should probably go with them.
We've already been stressed. So we're like, okay, well, we'll come and we'll hang out and then we'll all get an Uber back. We'll go to the pool and we'll all get an Uber back to our place.
The Ricks weren't impressed. They're like, these guys are fucking cock blocking.
They were a little, they wanted us to get our own Uber, but we're also very cheap. So we're like, I want to share that. This Uber's already paid for.
But not only that, I had a little PTSD.
Yeah, we were scared. And
I
the
was
Ricks,
terrified.
The Ricks are a little bigger than us. So the Ricks are a little
They're big boys.
So we're waiting now. We're now waiting for this Uber with two Ricks and two girls. And here's odd situation that popped up for me. The first odd kind of situation.
Spidey sense is going off.
The one girl turns to the other girl and she goes, I really want to use that thing tonight. And the other girl goes, ooh. And the Ricks are seemingly oblivious to this. They're standing right beside them. And me and Andrew are standing, we're not right beside them, but we're in the vicinity that we can hear this. And this piques my curiosity. So I'm like,
What thing?
And they go, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
That's all they say. Don't worry about it. So I kind of like look, I give Andrew a look. The Ricks are high-fiving and chest bumping. Fist pounding. Shrugging.
Did you spill again?
It's full.
It's closed.
All right.
We're good.
So anyways, Spidey sense number one. That happens. Uber comes. We all get piled in this van Uber. These girls are, can you grab me a beer too? These girls then tell us, was I sitting in the front seat? I can't remember. I think I was sitting in the front seat with the, yeah, I was sitting in the front seat.
You were the driver.
With the driver.
The cool, and he was rad too.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. And the girl said, they told us, they like, we live in the really ritzy area of town.
High class.
So it's a pool. So we had a picture of this place in our head and, were we fucking surprised? Because we started driving back.
Right back across that fucking bridge.
You know what started playing on the radio?
REO Speedwagon.
Real slow.
Real fucking slow. Babies pushing other babies in the fucking strollers.
Like this was 40s
on the
scary.
Sidewalks.
Oh, it was brutal. Like this place was... It was bad. And we pull into this... For lack of a better word, I can only describe this as the fucking projects that I've seen playing video games where you go into the ghetto. That's it.
There was a fucking, like, we're walking in, there's a water main fucking exploding.
Exploding.
Just fucking
and
shooting
it,
water
up
out.
And it just smelled like sewer water. Just sewer.
That was terrifying.
So we get out and it's all the sand, like all, it's grass, but the grass is really sparse. And I'm going to call it like Mars sand. You know when the sand's really soft and it like poofs up? Like it hasn't been watered in like a fucking 1,000 years. So we get out and I'm kind of giving Andrew a look and the Ricks are still...
The Ricks are fucking having the time of their lives.
They're weaving their heads. They're having a great time. The girls are then like, oh, okay, let's go sit at this park. So the...
First of all, it's kind of weird. I'm like, why do we got to sit at a fucking park?
Yeah. I was like, well, why? Like, okay, where's this pool? Like, what the fuck's going on? This is sketchy. So we all sit. The Ricks and these two girls are sitting at one kind of like, it's like a picnic table, like a round picnic table. And then we were sitting right beside, facing their picnic table on our picnic table. And we started talking about, you know, as you do late in the evening after you've been drinking, we all start talking about conspiracies and whatnot. And
what else do you do?
Spidey sense number two goes off.
Oh, shit.
Halfway through... I kind of made a mention. I was like, oh, so like, where's this pool? Because I'm getting sketched. I want to get the fuck out of here.
I'm hungry.
Now, you got to remember, I have the only working phone now between me and Andrew, and I don't
have dead.
I don't have cell reception, so I can only do things through Wi-Fi. So I want to get a fucking Uber. This place was so fucking GTFO. Sketchy that I wanted to get the fuck out of there.
Fucking stray dogs just running around, like,
yeah, like it was scene. Fucked. And then the girl said, I kind of was like, oh, where's this pool? Like, oh, can do you have Wi-Fi that I can get on? She's like, well, ooh. She said
they both looked at each other when he asked, yeah. Like, can I use your Wi-Fi? They looked at each other
and they said, well, we'd bring you in, but they would get mad.
Who's and then, they?
Oh, exactly. So
they're both like, what the?
The Ricks are still fucking pretty much fucking chest bumping.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. It's having a great time.
And I kind of look at Andrew, and Andrew kind of looks at me, and he's kind of fucking sketched out. And I go,
what do you mean they?
They're like, the Ricks are still talking about conspiracy and shit. And I'm like, oh, yeah, just like a real quick point. Like, you got to remember whenever I'm saying that I say something, I'm trying to talk over. They're having a conversation with the Ricks at all times. And we're just kind of, we're sitting on the outside of this conversation. So I'm kind of like, I've got my hand up in the corner. I'm like, hey, just real quick. I'm not really sure, but you kind of mentioned they would be mad. Who's they?
You like, got some roommates?
Like, who's they? You got some roommates? And as they kind of like hear me, they kind of like, oh yeah, just Zach. And
they giggle.
And they both like, ha ha ha.
They fucking giggle.
Zach. Ha 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 ha. And the Ricks, they think nothing of this. Nothing. So I'm kind of looking at Andrew, and
who
Andrew's
the fuck is that?
And Andrew's like, oh, fucking, this is kind of weird. And I think you then asked, you were like, hey, so you live, like, you guys live here? Like, you
live
here?
Yeah, like, which ones, because it's like a big complex, right? There's a bunch of little fucking places everywhere. And I'm like, so which one's your guys' place? And they're like, well, we don't really have a place. And I'm like, well, what do you, like, you don't live here? And they're like, oh, no, we live here. But we kind of just stay for free, you know? And I'm like, okay. Like, yeah, daddy pays our rent.
Oh, no.
I'm like, and then I I'm fucking.
You guys are into some shit.
Well, no,
shit
but listen,
now.
I'm fucking drunk. I'm hungry.
He's naive.
I'm fucking, I was like, seriously, I'm like, what are they, you guys prostitutes?
Yeah.
Like, that's the first up, thought.
Like, I was like, are you
normal
are you prostitutes?
Thought.
Like, my voice, prostitutes?
Prostitutes? Yeah.
Like, prostitutes?
I'm like looking, and I'm like naive, and I'm like, "Oh, your dad lives here." And they're like, "No, our daddy."
Our daddy.
And then they turn to the Ricks, and the one says, "Don't worry, he's not possessive."
Oh my God, what are you guys getting yourselves into here?
So, I'm floored.
Like, okay, so when
my jaw hit the ground
when the black dude told me he wanted to lick my butthole, my butthole kind of just like squeezed up a little bit,
just sphinctered up, right? Sphinctered up.
And then at this point, my fucking butthole could not be tighter. There's not. It was fucking.
Yeah, there
like,
is no
sealed shut.
Yeah,
fucking terrifying. I want nothing to do with this shit.
So
I don't want to do with no black dudes eating my butthole. I don't want to deal with any daddy. Nothing. This is terrifying.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it at all. It's fucking fine.
You just don't want to do it yourself.
It's not for me.
This is fine.
The Ricks are still trying to get into the house with them. They're like, okay, Ricks. Well, let's go. Let's go inside. Like, that's cool. That's cool with us. And me and Andrew are looking at each other and we're like, oh, what the fuck? No.
No,
like,
don't go the fuck in there.
And like, we're now kind of leaning and be like, I think these girls are, they might be prostitutes. I don't know. Like, yeah, like this is a very weird situation.
We don't have
me.
Enough money for
we're
this.
We're in the ghetto. There's a fucking sewer main broken. Over there, fucking.
There's a dog with
us.
A prolapsed asshole yeah. running by us,
skidding
no.
across the fucking,
rubbing his ass on yeah, the ground.
On the ground, there's like fucking people screaming in the background, and like it was fucking sketchy as fuck. So we're sitting there, I'm kind of freaking out. The Ricks are like, "Oh, let's go inside," and they say again, "They're like, listen, we can't bring this many people inside. They'll get mad.
They'll get mad." Like what you and I'm like, so you mean fucking Zach? Like so, is Zach sleeping? What do you mean? They're like no.
Yeah, one of the Ricks then pipes up and he's like, well, like what do you mean they'll get mad? Well, they'll get mad, and this girl goes, well, you guys know like cam shows, and
what?
So then I was like, I go, oh yeah, okay, yeah, I'm familiar. Like, so you guys do things on cameras for
he's
watching.
Familiar. He's
yeah,
very
yeah.
familiar.
I do
very
it
familiar.
Every from time to time. You know, when I gotta make those bills, Chatterbait slash Mr. B, Sleazy B.
You remember Chat Roulette?
Oh, yeah.
Where you just skip through and there'd be the random fucking guys just jerking.
Just fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Is that still going on?
I don't know. We did it once, and we for like fucking 14 dicks we had to see, we had one girl strip for us, and it was the coolest thing ever.
But you got... Watch 14.
14 dicks. Well, you just like, press the button,
motherfuckers.
And you just skip the dinks.
If you squint hard enough, you barely see it. Anyways, because you're looking through your eyelashes. Anyways, the Ricks are like still like okay. Well, yeah, like yeah, we know Cat. And I think Rick too was very excited at the talk of camp show. Like right. He seemed to perk up when they were camp show, and I was kind of like
Rick too was into it.
And you know what? To be honest, it actually calmed my nerves a little bit because I was like, "Oh, okay, these girls are the cam girls. They do like the cam shows." Okay, I was like, "Yeah, I'm familiar." So you're going, you know, flick your bean on the camera for people. Okay,
DJ Diddles.
Yeah, DJ Diddles. So I'm like, "Okay, yeah, I understand." And I was like, "They're like, okay," and then the fucking other one says to, I don't know if she said to Rick one or Rick two, but she said, "Yeah." You can you all can't come in, but you two can come in, referring to the Ricks. But you have to say you want to come in.
What?
And I'm like, holy fuck, this is some vampire shit. Like, you got to say yes to come in. And they're like, you have to say yes now, and you're going to have to say yes at the door. And Rick one goes, what? Like, he starts. Now, I think the Ricks started to clue in now that something was amiss. Because Rick one then goes, he's like, well, what do you mean? What do you mean I have to say yes now, yes at the door? She goes, well, it's not really a cam show. We live in kind of like a cam house. And
that piqued my curiosity.
And now
what?
I'm kind of like, fucking cam house. So now I'm, yeah, we're like
what do you
confused.
What do you mean? Like,
we're all four of us
like,
now.
So you make a cam, you make a sandwich, it's on cam. She's like, yeah. I'm like, so you take a shit, it's on cam. She said, yeah.
Yeah, their whole house is covered with
everything's
cameras.
Cammed up.
So they wouldn't let the Ricks in, or us, because apparently four of us is too many, but we'll get to that more in a reason in a little bit. So they're telling us that the whole house is rigged with cam, and it's their daddy's house, and he's got it rigged with cams.
But he's not possessive, so don't
worry.
He's not possessive.
We didn't have to worry.
So daddy is not possessive.
He's not possessive.
He's not. Don't worry about it.
So we're sitting there. We're fucking... very interested in this cam house and how this situation works. So they're letting us know that every room, their bedroom, the bathroom, the shower, everything is on camera. There is no privacy in this house. So I'm right away, I'm like, well, I'm not coming in. I'm 100% not coming in. Then they go, oh, what? Oh, then the one fucking started, what did she fucking start saying to Rick too? About the fucking electric thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
This is when it got really fucking. This is when I started realizing we might be in a little bit of trouble. Why? What do you remember what she started saying to him?
It's something she wanted to put in his ass.
Oh, she started. No, Rick too asked about. No, she said. The one said, "Oh, I really wanted to use that thing tonight." And the other one was like, "Yeah."
And then they hugged each other and
yeah,
whispered
they
each other's
and whispered
ears
and like
and
they
giggled.
Had a giggle. And then Rick too was like, "What's the thing?" And she's like, "Oh, you wouldn't." You guys would think I'm freaky if I told you. And then Rick was like, well, like, let us know. Meanwhile, fucking this guy, I've attached to Rogue Wi-Fi. I've fucking called in the fucking artillery. I've got us an Uber on the way.
Fuck yeah.
Uber's on the way. I've stealthily ordered an Uber. I know. I'm like, we're in trouble. Like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Getting Uber.
See ya.
Paying ridiculous fee for this Uber. Cause
doesn't
late
matter.
Night.
Money's
it's
no
on
object.
The way. So I'm standing in the stoop of a door, the only place where I can get the fucking free Wi-Fi. Rick 2's fucking talking to this chick. She's talking about, he's like, oh, what is this thing? She's like, well, it's freaking, and he's like, well, maybe let me know. And she's like, oh, well, it's just this little thing, like, you know, you hook it to your skin and it electrocutes you a little bit. And like, it's really good. And at this point, I'm like, holy fuck, you know what? This is a fucking murder house. We're going to walk through these doors.
We're going to fucking
the Ricks,
die.
The Ricks are going to go through these doors and get. They're going to be strung up just like Zach. And they're going to be murdered for all these people on the camera. Getting prodded with a fucking electrocute. Getting the cattle prodded.
You know, like Lethal Weapon 2 where he's got Mel Gibson hanging for that Asian guy and he's shot him with a fucking battery. That's all I could see in my head.
Yeah, me too.
That's all I could fucking see.
So I'm like, well,
no.
Nah, I'm not.
Not for me.
Fuck that. I'm not going in this house.
And like, I'm not interested in this.
It's the last thing I need to be found. My body found with a fucking electric probe up my ass, murdered.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
So we're now, I'm telling the rest, I'm like, hey boys, I have an Uber on the way.
It's here. Let's
Uber's
go.
Uber's here. They're messing me. Let's get the fuck out of here. This is done. These girls are going to murder us. I've said that. I was like, they're going to murder us.
We're going to die.
They want to harvest our organs. Let's get the fuck out of here.
We're going to wake up in a bathtub full of ice with no kidneys.
We're going to be strung up right beside Zach, murdered. We got to get the fuck out of here. So we go to the fucking, which Rick 2 came with us and Rick 1 stayed?
Rick 2 came. Rick 2's with the boys.
Yeah, Rick 2 came.
I fucking hood-slided that Uber. I was, you could not get in that thing fast
enough. I jumped in the front seat. Rick 1 stayed for a little bit because I think he was still a little intrigued. And then we were fucking screaming at him to come because 100%, it's a murder house. Like, that's the only way. So we get into the Uber, and the first thing I talk to the Uber, I'm like, hey, man, like, are we in the ritzy area? And he turned, gave us the biggest fucking, hell nah! Like, no, boy, this is the ghetto!
The whole time we're driving away, the whole time we're driving away, all I could imagine was those fucking broads running behind us like T-1000.
Yeah.
Just like fucking ready to hook on the back of that car.
And we told the Uber driver the story, and he was like, yeah, you boys are about to be murdered.
Yeah.
100%.
Saved your asses. Murdered. Which you did. Shout out
but
to
it
you.
Was fucked up, man. It was
terrifying.
It was terrifying. So that
and
was
then,
our.
And then I no, did he tell him the fucking icing on the cake?
What was the icing on the cake?
Zach, I don't know what, 26 years old,
shit,
fucking
is
missing in Orlando.
There's a missing Zach. I can't remember his name. I don't have my phone right.
Wait,
it's my phone's live streaming.
Could be the same Zach you met down there.
Well, no,
we didn't meet him.
We didn't meet Zach because Zach was in there.
In
they
their
were
fucking
like,
house.
When they told us, they're like, we're like, who's they? And they're like, well, there's Zach. And then they both are like, ha 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 ha.
And they both laughed
and
their
they
fucking
both laughed.
Asses off.
Well, there's a Zachary missing in Orlando, Florida. And he's been, at the time, he's been missing for 2 weeks. So it's fucked, man. It's brutal. So.
Yeah, I'm checking out. I got to piss.
That's our
I'm
fucking. Kind
of scared, though.
That's our Orlando story. So, I know this isn't much conspiracy, but it's a little different tonight because we're in studio. We wanted to tell a story. It's kind of funny. That was our Orlando experience. Other than that, WrestleMania was unreal. But we came back unmurdered, unfeathered.
We got from Kerry Walsh, McLovin might be tied up somewhere.
He might be. McLovin might have been raped that night too. You know what? That night was... We met a lot of sexual predators, it seemed like, that Monday night in Orlando.
Something wasn't right. Something was not right.
It must have been a full moon or something.
Oh, fuck.
But, yeah, it was Lindy Lucas says, real life Red Room. Yeah, it probably was. There was probably some high ballers watching, paying people to cut out people's organs or something. Like hostile shit.
Like straight hostile style, yeah.
Pretty raw night. Yeah, it was a pretty raw night. But so that was, we got home safe. We all determined that we narrowly avoided, well, the Ricks narrowly avoided getting their organs stolen. I honestly think the saving grace was that there was too many of us because they kept saying, there's too many of you. They'll get mad. There's too many, like we can't bring this many people in the house.
Right.
They told Rick two, no, Rick one, they told Rick one when we had all gone to the Uber that, he shouldn't have brought his friends. You ruined this. You shouldn't have brought your friends. So
how did you guys end up in the ghetto twice?
Well, the first time we drove through. The second time,
you just stayed for a bit.
Well, yeah, we got dropped off there, and it was fucking sketchy. It was fucked up.
We officially have street cred.
So yeah, we did.
I'll say that we do have. Street
we did.
Cred now.
We were there. We survived. We left.
Fuck with us.
Boom.
Except for those don't, if you're those two girls or that scary dude, don't do it.
Yeah, and shout outs to my boy McLovin, who's
probably dead,
getting some McPanel right now.
McPanel.
That guy was aggressive, man.
Lindy Lucas says you should have stayed with me and Mitchy.
Well, yeah, we would have.
You probably should have done.
We should have.
You probably should have stayed with them.
No, but that guy was very aggressive.
He was unbelievably.
Case file 40. What happened to McLovin and Zach?
Yeah. Well, good idea.
I already told you. McLovin's
long gone.
Yeah.
He's dead.
But he did he did have a little strong arm, though.
Yeah.
This is my strong hand.
My germs.
Oh, that's funny.
Watch my fanny. McLovin.
I'll post a picture on Twitter of McLovin and this aggressive black guy.
I completely zoned out. I got a little too drunk, and I just kind of missed the story there. But
that's okay. We can re-listen it later.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's our that was our Orlando story. Again,
one of them, anyways.
This is a very unusual podcast. It's all after hours tonight because it's the first time we're all in the studio. We're all sitting in our Ginch like the old times.
Yeah, cheers.
The fucking boys.
Having beers and just shooting the shit. So
yeah, you know what? Sometimes we get like get a little deep into the conspiracies, and sometimes you just got to take it a little easier. So tonight's one of those nights.
Yeah, we've done what episode is it? Case File 30. This will be 39.
I think it's 39.
It's 39. This is a break. Every now and then you got to take a step back from the conspiracies. Take a breath of fresh air, and that this is that episode.
That episode.
You know what? I do want to talk about. We can talk about anything on this one. So I want to talk to you guys like my.
It's our own podcast. Yeah. It's our own network. We have no. There's no producer. We can say whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, I watched the. I watched two trailers recently.
Last Jedi.
Yeah, I watched the Last Jedi, and
14 times.
I watched Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah.
Him fighting the Hulk? Fighting the Hulk?
They made that movie. They gave it a very like Guardians of the Galaxy 80s feel. Like, and I mean,
awesome.
I like that.
It's awesome. Yeah, I love it.
Like,
it's sweet.
So that movie, I'm really excited for that. Zelly, why don't you tell the Phoenix Lights story on this one?
Oh, of the movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well.
Why not? Because technically, this is what they wanted.
We kind of missed the release, but the people from who are making this movie called what's it called? The Phoenix Lights Revisited, or
Revisited
something?
Or Rising?
Phoenix Lights Rising, I think is
Phoenix
the movie.
Lights.
And they messaged us and said, "Hey, would you guys be willing to do a shout out of the show?" And I said, "Well, sure. But what's in for us? Like, is there some type of compensation?"
And this is like a wide release movie coming out, it came out.
Ridley Scott's got his name on it, so like we got that's a big fucking movie.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably not that big of a movie, but his name's on it. So I was like, okay, well, like we'll definitely give a shout out because like, well, what's compensation? And the compensation I was thinking of was like, we'll give you guys like a couple free movie tickets to go watch the movie. And I was like, that would be sweet. It's like, oh, hey, no, we can't give any compensation, but we really appreciate the shout out. And I said, that's totally fine. We'll fucking do it. But you guys just give us a little shout out on Twitter as well, on your Twitter. And like, we'll go
tit for tat.
Yeah, a little tit for tat. No response back. So I said, all right, well, we're definitely not fucking shouting the show out before release.
So fuck Phoenix Lights Rising, whatever it is. It got panned by critics. Don't see it. It's a fucking garbage film, I'm sure.
Hey.
I seen it. Fucking sucks.
You see it?
No.
No one probably seen it.
No.
Because they're
shit.
They're fucking trying to pull us this free advertising for them without just giving...
And
all we asked for was just a little like, hey guys, if you like Phoenix Lights, like this podcast, they talk about Phoenix Lights.
We've talked about it before. So it's like, why not? Like all they had to do on their Twitter is be like, hey...
They wouldn't do it.
Listen to this podcast and gladly, but like they're a fucking movie making money. We make no money. We make zero.
This podcast costs us money to do.
The only money we make is on the backs of you guys buying t-shirts.
And that's just enough to make
beer money.
That's enough for beer money and it's enough to like make the t-shirts pay for themselves and that's pretty much it.
Pizza money.
Yeah.
Anyways,
a little fucking pizza money would be real nice. Yeah.
I'm the hungry. Fucking Phoenix Lights. Don't see it. Fuck them.
Fuck the Phoenix
Who cares?
Lights. Fuck Ridley Scott.
Anyways.
Here's the other thing I want to talk about, boys. Since we're doing I'm gonna break this on this podcast so we can try to make this thing happen. We need to get the ball rolling on Vancouver Fan Expo.
Oh, yeah.
This November.
If you guys are from Vancouver or close by and you want to come hang out with us at Fan Expo, we want to go next November. I mean, a big weekend for us. My band's going to try and play. We're going to try and do a couple nights at the Fan Expo, hanging out, taking questions, selling shirts.
Yeah, just hanging out at a booth. We're going to try to have a booth of our own. It's all in the works right now. Nothing's in concrete, but I fucking really
want
to do that.
Maybe one of the greatest weekends of all time.
I think so, too.
Oh, no. Relax. Hold on.
We just went to WrestleMania. But this would be fun because it's all the
It'll
boys.
Be the greatest weekend ever, but it will not be the Ultimate Thrill Ride.
Yeah, it will never be the ultimate thrill ride, but it could
it's
be
only
the greatest.
For, it's only because you guys are such hardcore wrestling fans and none of us else. We're not really are.
But yeah, it's so.
You heard me.
Fan Expo.
You fucking.
You know what's
heard
awesome?
Me.
We could, because it, Fan Expo's Fan Expo, we could dress like wrestlers.
You can do whatever. You could dress whatever good. You want.
You know what, though? I've been waiting so long for an excuse to dress up like Scarlet Spider.
That'd all be perfect.
My entire life. I've just been waiting.
So I'm thinking maybe this, not maybe not this month. We'll, maybe we'll wait till next month to get the ball rolling on it.
Well, I think it's just been released.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's just been released for bookings pretty quick here. So
let's do some serious looking in, because like I will shell out some dough to go.
I'll pay.
Well, I thought we were doing that anyways.
Well, yeah, but that's the
thing. Yeah, we're going. We want to go.
Yeah, we want to go. So if you're from out of town and you want a fucking, you've ever been looking for, you listen to our podcast, you've ever been looking for a reason to go visit Vancouver, start looking up Vancouver Fan Expo. It's a really good time. We've been there before. They've got great artists. Stan Lee's been there a lot of time. They always have good guests. The city of Vancouver is fucking awesome. It's a great time. So
it's pretty much if you like Comic-Con, but you can never get a ticket to Comic-Con because it's impossible.
Yeah, come to Fan Expo.
Go to Fan Expo. Why not? We'll be there. A lot of people will be there. It's much cheaper. But it's going to be a fucking good time.
Yeah, that'd be...
Especially if we can get a show at, like, get the band a show at the Roxy or something.
Yeah.
Oh, go, buddy, if you guys play the Roxy, it'd be fucking amazing.
Go all day at Fan Expo, and then hang out, Roxy? And then Roxy.
Holy shit.
We'll play, a, that'd we'll, be fucking we'll play
okay,
for
listen,
an hour,
listen,
and then we'll
this
party
is,
after.
This is even more important than that.
Okay, what do you got?
First of all, my favorite person in the world, Kevin Smith, is going to be there.
Yep.
Fucking Christopher Lloyd.
Really?
Great Scott! Isn't that Christopher Lloyd?
Yeah.
I think
oh,
it is.
Oh, why'd you give me that weird look?
Yeah, you did
give me
121 gigawatts!
You gave me a look like I was doing the wrong
thing.
Yeah, impression.
But I, well, because I saw something else and I got way more excited.
Oh.
Okay,
I
got and?
Way more excited. I don't know. He's our enemy, though. Well, I don't know.
What do you mean, enemy?
You went to fucking, you got into Gryffindor, didn't you?
Yeah. Is it Edward?
No, it's fucking Malfoy.
Malfoy's
there? Malfoy's
there?
Be there. Ooh, Draco.
We'll fuck him up. Don't
Draco
worry.
Draco Malfoy.
Like, I think, like, how cool would it be if we just have a little booth, right? We have a booth. We sell shirts.
Oh, shit. Jason Priestley?
Who's
oh,
that?
That's sad. Jason Carrie Fisher is canceled.
Yeah.
Well, she's definitely canceled.
Yeah, I guess so. But, yeah, let's, if you ever think of it, any other, you got some prolapses of the week?
Honestly, yes, I do. I want to give a shout out real quick because this is awesome. I got a fucking text message from like one of my really, really good buddies who I used to play football with. Used to hang out with all the time. And then obviously, you know, we got older, grew apart. And he fucking texted me out of the blue. Are you on fucking ATT?
Like, no way.
Yeah, fucking 100%. Cole Berry, prolapse of the week. I fucking love you, man.
Cole Berry, prolapse of the week.
I can't fucking believe you listen to this podcast, and I love it. It's awesome.
So wait, he said, are you on this podcast? And you're like, yeah. He's like,
I fucking
could have swore I know your voice.
Exactly. He's like, I fucking knew it was you. And he, like, really good buddy of mine.
So I unconnected, just found the show randomly. He was like, hey,
completely,
man,
completely fucking
show?
Randomly and loves it. He already told me he's working on a metal opening for our,
get the fuck
yeah,
out.
He's a
metal remix?
He's a fucking metalhead.
That's one thing we don't have. We've had a rap.
We've had a rap. We have a dubstep.
Cole Berry will fucking shred the fuck out of our opening. And
that's
be
fucking
awesome.
Awesome.
Zell, so who's your prolapser of the week?
Well, I just didn't have one because I had my phone pulled.
Well, then
up,
it should be Cole Berry.
It's Cole Berry.
Cole Berry?
Cole Berry.
Cole Berry
prolapser of the week. And anyone else who bought a shirt, the first run, we actually we sold out really quick of the large, of the men's. And we pretty much have like two mediums and a few smalls and like one XL left. So like it sold out quick.
They're sharp. They're really
they look nice.
Sharp.
They look really
why
good.
Why aren't we should have been wearing them tonight.
We should have been wearing tonight, but
well, we got too drunk, and then when we thought of that idea, we're already periscoping and shit.
In our pinch.
Look at all these fucking check marks coming up
here. Yeah. Bing bing bing
bing bing bing bing bing.
So yeah, fucking awesome. It was really fun to do one. Those of you who are listening to this and you're like, oh, this was a short podcast, we fucking recorded on Periscope for probably a good hour telling stories, shooting shit.
Yeah, a bunch of bullshit, though.
Maybe what we'll do is we'll release it reverse, like release this as the podcast and release like an hour after hours kind of thing, which is actually the pre-show.
The pre-show is already live on Facebook.
Yeah.
It cannot stop. It's already released.
Oh, like people can listen to it all the time.
It's already gone. It's already there.
Oh, then fuck that. Then yeah, fuck it. We'll just release this as a podcast on iTunes.
That's what it is. If you go Facebook Live, it's automatically like it's on there. Like you can watch it right now.
Or it's on Twitter too, right?
You've probably already watched it before we've released this, so.
Yeah. So then that's this week's podcast. So anything else?
Yeah, let's go get some fucking pizza.
If you want a shirt, go to alientheorist.com/shop. Buy a shirt. There's not many left, so if you want one, come get one.
Check us out on Twitter. Please give us some reviews, 4-star reviews. I would read them, but then we'd
4
have to...
4-star? No, 5-star.
4 or 5.
Give five us 5. Star
let's be realistic. 5. 4 yeah. is...
4, you're not getting a red, probably. So.
Yeah, you're not getting red with a 4, but give us 5-star if you want a red. Thanks to you guys who watched tonight. It was great. Cheers to you guys.
We're going to Denny's.
And
you want to go to Denny's?
Yeah, why don't we go to Denny's? What do you want, pizza or Denny's?
Other than that,
hungry.
I don't know.
Should we end it?
Let's end it. It's fun.
Keep those eyes on the skies.
Oh.
Woo!
Woo! The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.